our first day at Oshkosh for Mike Stew and CFI Stew, and I want to get your first day impressions.
I'll let you go first, Mike, because you flew us in. So.
I was going to say, so the first impression is, well, we were lucky that the Fisk approach was, I was just waiting, you know, anticipating it to be so challenging with all of the airplanes, but because this is now Sloshkosh, the wet field conditions meant that most general aviation fly-ins were basically, they were out of parking for the general aviation. So because we're flying a vintage aircraft, we were allowed in, which meant we got to do the approach with very, very few other airplanes, which made it a lot less intimidating.
Yeah, I would say the weather really helped us out with the approach too. We were basically almost made a no-go decision even to get to Osh today because the ceilings were so overcast and low.
Well, that's the point of instrument training, though, isn't it?
That's true. But
the thing is, you have to get an IFR reserve slot time here, and they were all taken, and so we couldn't get in IFR.
But it turned out the TAF indicated the conditions were a lot worse than they were by the time we made the go decision that, yeah, we can scud run it in, or we can turn back around and go back to another reasonable airport.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to. Once we got here or started heading out, we descended through a hole and made it in. So the first impression really of Oshkosh was the arrival, obviously. As a pilot flying into Oshkosh, I'm not going to say feel let down, but I was looking forward to the just swarms of aircraft, but I was also intimidated by having to deal with the swarms of aircraft. And so this was like, for a noob, it was a great entry. totally easy. We followed the procedure for the approach by not talking on the radio, but to be quite honest, the guy was chatty because there were so few planes. And likewise, when we were on final on the tower was like, you know, I've got a Texan taking off. I may have to have you slow down. So we slowed down to a lot slower flight. He goes, "What's your call sign?" And I said, 225, Mike. And it was kind of fun to be. So, well,
kind of felt like breaking the rules.
Yeah, he said, where are you parking? And so, you know, I mean, basically, again, we had the chance to actually engage and chat with the controllers at Fisk and the controllers at the tower. So anyway, arriving.
We got a lot of that arrival on video, too, I would have to say.
Right, yeah. So we did that.
We'll have that up and running
hopefully
soon.
The other thing was there's still, even given how little traffic there was a lot of departing traffic. So we did see airplanes in the air. We really did have to keep the heads on the swivel.
A lot of air show traffic, too. Those Texan 2s in formation. A lot of flights of 3 flying in and around us as our...
So when we landed, we had... he told us to land on the numbers and take the first taxiway. There was a helicopter there. Then he changed his mind, told us to take the second taxiway so Breezy could land behind us. We just immediately were directed straight to parking, which I think we probably taxied 300 feet to our parking spot. It was very, very fast, very simple.
So that's not a standard Oshkosh arrival.
Yeah, I think we were somehow blessed with a really good luck in that the combination of conditions, the direction we were coming from, the fact that we're flying a vintage plane.
The weather played a big part.
The weather was keeping people pinned down in other airports because a system just came through. We can talk about that at a later time because that's really the story of getting here is a whole story in and of itself. But
This is more our first impressions. Right?
But then, the parking, we parked. The cool thing of parking in vintage, it's like, God, we're surrounded by just these beautiful old birds. I mean, 190s and 195s and Stinsons and Stearmans and just really amazing aircraft all around us.
I'll interrupt you real quick to say that the round engine music you hear in the background is that we're actually having this discussion during the air show, so we wanted to do that and have the sound of those so we can kind of hear it if we don't really watch it.
Yeah,
that's true.
There's some biplane doing loops right behind us.
Actually, that's a
another type of biplane.
I think that was an edge there.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I don't recognize the plane.
This is where pilots go when they die. It's a never-ending air show.
Oh gosh, DC-4s. There's all kinds. I mean, the planes that you're in the pattern with. I mean, itself.
Well, it's just the planes you can get a ride on here. The Ford Tri-Motor and the DC The
tri-motor the, landed right after us, and then a B-17 went over shortly after.
B-17 that, yeah, B-17 rains.
And then, so anyway.
And the helicopters.
And all the helicopters, yep.
So even though this is an unusual option, that it sounds like it's thin and not as many airplanes, there's a ton of airplanes in our camping area. Just walking to the camping area is like a candy store, just walking through the area where we're parked. And then, getting in, once you're on the grounds, there's so many shops, so many vendor booths, airplanes. Again, it's kind of overwhelming. Thanks, Stu, by the way, for the first early advice. Get these shoe insoles. That was a good call.
You really appreciate it at the end of the week.
Oh, man. So what do you think, Stu? What was your impression?
My first impression, that was pretty good. Because I didn't think I got invited to Osh at the very last minute, and so I didn't really have time to read the NOTAM before coming, so I didn't really know what to expect at all until I was really pretty much in the airplane on the way here. So kind of getting myself up to speed really quick in the airplane before the approach was quite an experience.
And I felt pretty good in that. I felt like I was the CFI,
yeah,
because I knew the NOTAM from having watched Kent's video, having done the interview of the last podcast. I felt pretty much like I knew the NOTAM,
yeah,
really well.
I just let Mike fly at that point.
So yeah, that was my chance to be CFI.
Getting here, I'm really big on Twitter, so getting here, meeting all the people for the first time that... including Mike here, from all my Twitter followers and people I keep up with. See, today already I've got to meet. I can only remember their Twitter names. Girls with Wings. Help me out here, Stuart. Who else? Will.
My Transponder.
The My Transponder guys. Yep, met all of them today, and. Oh man, it's great. And I think they're having a party here soon, so I'm looking forward to that. I've always heard for years camping out under a wing at Oshkosh, and that's what we're doing this year, so I'm really excited actually to camp out in that. And, what's that? That's something new.
It's a different airplane. We're hearing a different engine noise.
Shiny object.
Yeah, we all rotate around, so our voices fade as our heads turn towards the skies behind us.
Oh, there it is. All right. So, it's great here. The, slightly cooler than it is in Texas. It's nice. Pretty good weather.
One of the things I'll have to say is people from the West, they have this thing out here. It's called humidity. And I'm still getting used to that whole concept of... Having dew points and temperatures so close.
Having sticky clothing.
Yeah.
Man, what is that? There's a tree blocking our view. Oh, there it goes. Let's see what it is. Is it a biplane?
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like one. Some stunt biplane. Oh, it just went... It looped back up into the tree again.
Well, we have good shade, but not a good view necessarily.
Right.
Well, what's on tap for the rest of the week for you? Anything in particular?
Well, go around and, I'm still actually, tonight I have to kind of reconnoiter and come up with a plan for tomorrow, at least some semblance of a plan. There's one aircraft that I saw at Sun and Fun a couple years back that was the Lombada, and now they have a newer version that's a motor glider light sport. And I want to find that place and look at that. I've got some gear I need to buy. Not a huge amount. I'm trying to keep my shopping list to a minimum, unless it's an airplane. But I've got to get a battery for the Vertex, so that's on tap. I don't know. There's lots of little odds and ends that I've got to make a list of kind of what are the things that I think are priorities to get. Schedule some interviews. I mean, here is a podcaster.
Oh, it's a wing walking. Someone's wing walking on that airplane. There's someone on the top of the airplane.
Maybe it is a steerman then.
Crazy. I wonder where you sign up to learn how to wing walk.
You know, I think that's, there was an air show in Idaho Falls just before we left, and a lot of the people, Matt Yonkin and his, I think it's his sister, is the Wing Walker. And it looks like the same airplane. So I'll have to check the schedule and see if it is, because it was interesting because so many of the performers, the Mustang driver from Kissimmee was at Idaho Falls. So we were like, as we left, a lot of people had left before us from the weekend show in Idaho Falls, heading here as air show performers, part of the circuit. Although Oshkosh, I think, is a little bit more than Idaho Falls, although we did have 38,000 people at our airfield. They ran out of water.
That's how many wait in line for the showers here.
Oh, don't tell me that. I need one. I need one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll wrap this up and hopefully get this posted pretty quickly, and we'll have another quick cast like this in the coming days.
And definitely, I heard about Oshkosh from podcasting and listening to podcasters going on and on and on. And when I first started hearing it, I kind of would disengage a little bit because it's like, well, I've never been, and they all go on and on about it. But I think that's kind of what got me here, really. The new media and the podcasts got me into this whole thing, and it's worth it. So, and for those who haven't attended, don't tune out. Actually, just turn on and come here because it is really worth it. It's
exactly.
A really cool experience.
If you're an aviation enthusiast of any kind, get yourself here.
And if you're an aircraft owner, by all means, this is the place to save or do some shopping. So. Anyway, just had to pass that on.
All right. Well, this is Pilot Stu.
CFI Stu.
And Mike Stu.
And we're signing off from Oshkosh.
Thank you for listening to the Pilot's Journey podcast. We'd love to hear your comments, questions, or experiences. You can reach us at our website at www.pilotsjourneypodcast.com. You can also get your comments played on the show by emailing an MP3 or leaving a voicemail at 469-277-2359. You can follow me as Pilot Stu, that's STU, on Twitter, Facebook, or mytransponder.com.
You can reach me on Twitter or mytransponder as CFI Stu, that's STEW, also at CFIstu.com.
And you can follow me on Twitter or mytransponder as ID Mike, or at November225Mike.com.
Or you can follow us collectively on Twitter or Facebook as Pilot's Journey. Subscribe to the Pilot's Journey podcast in iTunes, the Zoom Marketplace, or at thevoicesinyourhead.com. Also, please consider leaving your comments or rankings so that others can find the show.
Please note that this podcast is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult your own qualified flight instructor before attempting anything discussed in this podcast.
And remember to enjoy the journey.
Copyright 2010, Fully Stewed Productions.
And One Mic.
Find this and other great shows at the Aviation Podcast Network.
TheVoicesInYourHead.com.